Cut, paste, lather, rinse, repeat for tomorrow with a high of 88. And then Friday, slight chance of showers and storms, a little warmer with a high of 92.
Yesterday, Chuck, we peaked at 88, overnight low down to 70. Right now, partly to mostly cloudy in and around the Emporia area. 70 degrees here at KVOE, live and local. Matter headlines this morning. A service of Mark II Lumber, where you'll find a complete line of building materials, hardware, tools, paint, flooring, and much more. Mark II Lumber, where you'll find more than just lumber. Mark II Lumber. Good morning. It is 7:44. It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on a Wednesday morning, we say hello and good day to Kim Botkin, ESP Financial. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. So nice to have you in to talk to you on this Wednesday morning. And Kim is going to be touching on, well, the new digital wallet that was unveiled not so long ago by ESP Financial. So what does digital wallet entail, Kim?
Yes, digital wallet, it is the ability to store your debit card on your phone. And there's lots of different types of digital wallets. But at ESP, we offer Apple Pay and Samsung Pay. With Apple Pay and Samsung Pay, you can leave your debit card in your wallet or even at home. And I have used Apple Pay myself, and I've used it all over town for purchases, such as at Goods Cash Saver, Blue Sim, or even Jay's Carryout.
So either one, depending on what kind of phone you have, Apple Pay or Samsung Pay, and then it sounds like that a good number of businesses take this then, correct?
Yes, we've noticed it at a lot of our local shops, local businesses, and then most of your national resellers will also take Apple Pay and Samsung Pay. The only places in Emporia that I have found that it's not available is Walmart and Dillon's.
Okay, but very convenient to have and very convenient to use. And so if we want digital wallet, what exactly do we have to do? How can we get it, Kim, from ESP Financial?
Well, you can either call the banker, come into one of our banks, and our personal bankers would be glad to help you add your wallet or your debit card to your digital wallet. But it is really easy to set up on your own. You go to your wallet on your device, and it's going to ask you to take a picture of your debit card, and that pulls in all the important information. And then the nice thing about it is you're not having to hand out your debit card every time you use it, because it stores the information electronically. And then Apple Pay or Samsung Pay, they use like a token to complete the transaction. And so that way you're not giving out your debit card information every time you use it.
So if you're going to pay for something with your digital wallet from ESP that's on your phone, you just hold your phone out then, huh? And it scans it, and boom, it's done?
That's correct.
How about that?
As soon as they're ready for payment, the lights will show up on the terminal, and you either scan your face, your fingerprint, or enter your passcode, and it will transit the transaction.
Boy, how far technology has come. My goodness, it's digital wallet from ESP Financial. Good stuff. Thank you, Kim. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ron. You too.
Good to talk to you. Kim Botkin, ESP Financial, managing your money, digital wallet. ESP Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, now with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. ESP Financial. Good morning. It is 7:48 on a Wednesday morning. Hello to our good friend Dave Harding, Fanistel's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you today?
We're doing great out here, and exciting time of the year with, you know, school starting. We've got fall sports just around the corner at Emporia High and the area high schools, along with Emporia State. It's good to see all those teams getting back to practice, and hopefully we can get back on track with people getting out and doing some tailgating, enjoying some of our fine Fanistel meat products.
Yeah, brats, hot links, smoked sausage, hot dogs, and more. We could go on forever.
Yes, we could.
This morning on that. Well, Dave, tell me, do you have a little good news this morning?
We have some great news, Ron. I know you'll be excited that our incredible sale price on our thick bacon continues
yes.
this week again. The Flint Hills thick bacon is still $29.90 per 10-pound box every day while supplies last.
Wednesday, we know what that means. Hamburger, yes. Yeah, Dave?
Hamburger sale today. Our ground beef is just $3.19 a pound, and our ground round is $3.99 a pound in our fresh case. And our 10-pound boxes of 80-20 ground beef are just $32.90, along with our ground beef patty boxes at $36.90.
All right. We've been skating in with beef and bacon here this morning. What about seafood?
Seafood. Can't go wrong with seafood. I'm looking at bringing in some Chilean sea bass and possibly the North Road salmon later this week. We also have a great selection of shrimp, crab cakes, and scallops.
All second to none from Fanestel's fresh local market. All right, re-rack it today, Dave.
All right, sale on our Flint Hills thick bacon continues, and our hamburger's on sale today. We want to wish the best of luck this school year to all teachers and school staff, along with parents and the students.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Dave.
Have a great day, and everybody get out and grill.
Get out and grill. Take Dave's advice right there. Fanestel's Fresh Local Market, 4700 West Highway 50. Call 342-6354. Fanestel's Fresh Local Market. Good morning. It is 7:50 and time for a check of business news being brought to you this morning by Jan Utek and Lacey Hamlin of Eck Real Estate, the expert team for all of your real estate needs.
This is Jan Utek of Eck Real Estate. It's still summertime, but soon the cool autumn weather will refresh us and we will be looking forward to the holidays.
This is Lacey Hamlin. There is still time to list your home or buy that home that you've had your eye on. Jan and I specialize in finding you the perfect home.
Call me, Jan Utek, at 343-5100.
Or me, Lacey Hamlin, at 481-0213. Jan and Lacey, the team to call at Eck Real Estate.
Well, market started lower and ended lower yesterday. The Dow Jones lost over 280 points, while the NASDAQ lost almost 140. S&P 500 down 32. Futures are down again this morning. The Transportation Security Administration this morning extended a federal requirement that travelers wear masks on commercial flights, buses, and trains through January 18th. The measure is the latest sign of persistent concerns within the federal government about the spread of COVID-19. Airlines, including Southwest and Spirit, have warned about a drop in bookings and higher cancellations, trends they blamed on the fast-spreading Delta variant of the coronavirus. Business News this morning, a service of Jan Utek and Lacey Hamlin of Eck Real Estate. Jan and Lacey, the expert team for all of your real estate needs. Good morning. It is 7:52. 71 degrees out there this morning. It is time for sports, brought to you this morning by The Sports Fan, the place to get your game day gear. The Sports Fan 524 commercial.
Do your back-to-school shopping at The Sports Fan. They're your one-stop location for all things Hornet and Spartan related. There's a great selection of apparel, t-shirts, jackets.